flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Tell your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Now we got this team, which I know is all over your radar, Keefe. Cam Neely coming out and saying at the Black and Gold Gala, our invites were lost in the mail.
That's right.
Cam Neely said the team has to prepare for two paths at the trade deadline, a scenario where they buy and a scenario where they retool.
Classic red pill, blue pill situation here for the Bruins. I mean, they are running that line. Like, I'm surprised how kind of honest he was with that, because there's still a lot of time between the trade deadline and now, so he could have kind of hedged it more.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he didn't tell you which path they were taking, but clearly that conversation has to be had. So a big win yesterday or two nights ago against Tampa. They needed that one. But when you're looking around, and they've played more games than all these other teams, we were looking at point percentages, and based on point percentages, they'd be out of the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, out of the playoffs, which is pretty surprising. And if that's the case, so when the deadline rolls around, like the week of the deadline, if they are barely a wild card team, do they feel the need to really add to it and be like, let's go back to trading our first and second round picks and like do all that stuff? Or do you go the other way? And you say, all right, maybe we move on from a few of these guys.
Well, it'd be interesting if they moved on from one prominent guy who's an impending free agent.
I'm guessing he has a no-trade clause like everybody else.
Yeah, I'm guessing he does.
And maybe he could say no like Linus.
He could. Yeah. Or he could say, get me away from this, my best friend.
I don't know. Maybe. Tune in to find out.
You bring up a good point. It's not just Neely saying, yeah, we could buy, we could sell at the trade deadline, which I'm sure a bunch of people dismiss. The Bruins hardly ever sell. They hardly ever sell, okay? Not in a big way, not in a meaningful way, a way where they're retooling.
Yeah.
And to use, you know, my phrasing on it, blow it up.
Yeah.
They don't do that. They try to make the postseason. They try to win a round or two. It's demanded from ownership to do that. And so very rarely do they retool. And so I think that's interesting. And it's even more interesting the timing. They just won two in a row.
Yeah.
They just beat Florida and Tampa, two divisional opponents, two teams they've struggled with. Swayman looks like he's figuring things out. They scored 6 goals the other night. 2 were empty netters, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so even after those 2 wins at your Black and Gold Gala, which I don't think is like, you know, facing the toughest questions there, facing the firing squad.
It's, no, unlikely.
It's pretty soft landing, I would imagine, at your own gala. And he's like, yeah, we might retool. So, like, picture the setting on that. Picture the backdrop of how they played the last 2 games, and he's still like, we'll see. That's interesting. And does it speak to, again, bigger issues going on with the team? We were talking about that with the Celtics. Same with the Bruins.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is a team that hasn't missed the playoffs since 2016.
Well, Charlie Jacobs let you know about that. Not to put you on the spot, Nick, but do you have Charlie Jacobs talking about all the playoff appearances that they've made? This is also at the gala. Let's hear this.
They do make the playoffs a lot.
If you look at Don Sweeney's stewardship and Cam Neely's stewardship over, I don't know, let's call it since 2015, since Don took over. I mean, we've made the playoffs 8 of the 10 years. There's only one other team, and by the way, listen, I'm not going to measure success in making the Stanley Cup playoffs, okay? Let's be very clear about that. Our goal is to win the Stanley Cup, but you can't win the Stanley Cup if you don't make it to the playoffs.
Okay,
and, good point.
Our team has done that for the past 8 years, and I hope we do it again this year for our 9th. But it's been some trying moments, for sure. I mean, to watch this team play and know what it's capable of and see it perform, and then come out the next night and not be able to do it. It's a head-scratcher, for sure.
Head-scratcher.
Weird.
Scratching their heads.
Trying moments?
Because they have more talent than you would think, and they're not living up to it. And, yes, they've had some trying moments.
Mm. Oh. What does that all mean?
I don't know. If only someone could break some news, scoops on the team.
If somebody had that,
huh?
I don't know what to tell you.
I do like that. They made the playoffs 8 straight years.
Guys,
eight
we're out in of the 10. Playoffs. I mean, We've been in first place more days than anybody else.
Only one other team has done it.
But then I know he immediately knows what the response would be to that. He's like, I'm not saying that's the be-all, end-all to make the playoffs, even though our family actually thinks it's just make the
They're
playoffs.
Like, just get in there. 8 straight years.
Get a couple of home playoff games.
Money.
We'd like to go to the second round, but whatever. Yeah, that's okay.
Window into ownership's real mindset there. But okay, give me a little more. Cam Neely kind of echoed some of the trying moments. We're kind of scratching our head over why we haven't lived up to it. Neely kind of went in on that too.
All right. This year has been a little frustrating because we honestly felt coming out of the offseason that, you know, we had a better team than what we've showed on the ice, and maybe that's a product of us overvaluing, you know, what we have, or just the start that we had was not expected, to be honest with you. I mean, you know, we take a look at our lineup and we look at what the production could be from our group, and we know a lot of players had hit their high side last year, and so we weren't really looking at them to repeat that or to go above that, but we felt like we would be close to where some of these players were last year, and some are starting to get back to where they were. Others still need to pick it up a little bit.
Man.
Huh.
So who's he talking about?
I mean, my guy Trent Frederick is one guy that jumps out.
One guy that's certainly
not
starting to pick it up.
Maybe hit his high mark last year.
Yeah.
So maybe you didn't expect much more than that. And I guess he's saying maybe you didn't even expect that exactly. But to cut that production basically in half, I don't think you could anticipate that.
Is Charlie Coyle still on pace for 4 assists this year?
I think so.
Coyle would definitely
something be insane. Coyle and Frederick have been disappointing. I think the new guys have been disappointing. Elias Lindholm, I mean, Zadorov, whatever you expected out of him. McAvoy's been disappointing when you're grading on what the expectation was for a player like that.
Yeah.
So almost across the board. Swayman's starting to figure it out now. So he's back to back good games.
Swayman's the first name I thought of when he said it.
Yeah.
I mean, Pastrnak.
Yeah.
Pastrnak. I mean, I've been told there's a problem in the room.
Hmm.
And so I would imagine that would be a guy as well who you're not getting the production you would expect out of him. And so Neely and Jacobs weren't really hiding from anything there.
Yeah.
At their gala, after the team's won 2 in a row, it's not like they talked to him after the 6-game losing streak, and these guys are like, yeah, it's a head scratch. They won 2 in a row, and they're not putting any kind of positive spin on it. They're like, yep, haven't lived up to it. Yep, we might be selling. Like, that's kind of crazy.
Well, it's because, like, the people, most Bruins fans seem to be pissed at Don Sweeney and for the roster. And I view it differently. And I think Jacobs and Neely, and maybe you could say, well, it's because Neely and Sweeney are all tied together and everything else. But I don't know how you can't look at it and say it's more on the players. Whereas the Patriots, you're like, these players stink. Like the Patriots have like 2 good players. The Bruins actually have a bunch of good players. They got good players at every level, right? They have a couple of all-star Olympics, you know, forwards, couple of good, really good defensemen, and what should be a really good goalie. Like that, I'm not saying it's a cup-winning team, but that's a roll-out-of-bed playoff team.
Should be.
The fact that they're teetering right now and Cam Neely is talking about maybe having to go the avenue of retooling, which is a fancy word for rebuilding.
Blowing it up.
All those things. Yeah. Like, that's not a good sign.
No.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
So you can jump in on this, 617-779-7937. We'll get to divisional weekend, how it applies to the Patriots. We'll get into the lack of Patriots news updates on the coordinator search. What does that tell us? I should give you this news as well. Maybe you've seen it in the Twitch chat, Keith. I saw this a few minutes ago.
Oh, no.
Bob Uecker has passed away.
That's terrible.
That is a Brewers icon, a baseball Hall of Famer.
Hilarious.
Just a bit outside.
Like Bob Uecker, hilarious. One of the great announcers of all time. He's had Major League he's famous for, but he's popped up in a bunch of other things. Didn't he do a run in early WWF too, Bill? I think he's like a WWF Hall of Famer.
He had a couple, I think he was like a ring announcer for a couple of manias.
Yeah, didn't he have the thing like with the, I mean.
There's like the classic gif of him being strangled by Andre the
Correct.
Giant.
Correct. Like, what a personality. That guy was a legend.
Not just the ultimate jock.
No, he was not. He was incredible. That's sad.
Age 90. And so, yeah.
It's a good run.
That's a good run. Yeah. A good life there. But that is sad news.
He's an all-timer.
All-timer. I was watching Major League the other day. Kathleen hadn't really seen it.
Really?
All four.
Yeah.
All eight. Vaughn has walked the bases loaded on 12 straight pitches. Boy, how can these guys lay off pitches that close?
That is my favorite baseball movie of all time.
The best.
And if he wasn't in it, I think you'd take away like 25-30% of how good that film is. Like, and he helps make it.
Well, certainly the quotability, right?
I mean, quotes are mostly from him.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it gives you that real like Major League announcer vibe to it. But then he's just so funny. And it's, yeah, that's sad.
Okay. So that is unfortunate news. Came from the Milwaukee Brewers. Bob Uecker passed away. Age 90. I'll get your phone call, 617-779-7937. We'll get to the Patriots as well. How come there's no news on the coordinator search? Does it tell us it's a wide-open search, they're looking for the best candidate, or does it tell us something very, very different? We'll get to it next.
One run on, let's see, one hit. That's all we got, one hit.